The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On a clear day in August 1944, an Allied reconnaissance plane flies over southern Poland. Its mission? To take photographs of Germany's military chemical plants. But when the film was developed, the aerial photographs reveal something different. Purely by accident, the aircraft had taken photographs of Hitler's most evil extermination camp, Auschwitz.
When we got to Auschwitz, they opened the doors and there were floodlights. When you got off the train, everybody was trying to hold on to their children. They tried to hold on to each other and screaming and shouting, "Schnell, schnell, get out and move, move fast." And so everybody was scared out of their wits. If you could imagine hell, that must have been it.
The true horror of Hitler's genocide was captured for the world to see. When World War II ended, over 6 million Jews had been exterminated by the Nazi regime.
Welcome to a special Bless Israel program, Never Forget, Never Again, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, you'll hear the incredible stories of two Holocaust survivors. Their words are astounding. And later on our program, we'll give you the opportunity to bless a poor, elderly Holocaust survivor with food and hope. In the summer of 1941, Hitler's army began an assault on the Russian Empire. On August 15, Val Ginsburg and his family were forced into a ghetto surrounded by barbed wire and armed sentries.
On the 4th of October, the Nazis, the SS, marched into the ghetto. They surrounded our little ghetto hospital and they set it on fire. Everybody who tried to escape was shot. So the choice was to burn alive or die in a hail of bullets. Again, the Nazis, the SS, they all marched into the ghetto. They selected 10,000. They took them away to the notorious execution place and they were all murdered. For my family and for me, this was a defining event. The fact that ordinary, normal people could be turned into killers was a shocking realization for us. We had to take on board that the line between good and evil was a very flimsy one, a very thin one, and it was all too easy to indoctrinate ordinary people to turn from good into evil.
By 1944, the remaining Jews from Val's ghetto were ordered onto cattle wagons and taken into Germany to work as forced laborers, building factories for the production of German Messerschmitt jet fighters.
We knew, of course, we had a good idea that our life will be finished before we were liberated. Conditions were so bad that we did not expect to survive. We were very pessimistic. And we made a pledge obliging any survivor to bear witness. You see, we had that fancy idea that once we disclose how evil starts and how evil spreads, it will make a big impression and genocide won't happen again. Well, it was all wishful thinking, actually. I survived. I was one of the few. But it was just too traumatic to relive everything again and to talk about it. So in common with most survivors, I kept silent. But I was prompted by my children. They wanted to know, and they were asking difficult questions. Why don't we have grandparents, uncles and family like the other children? And why do you speak with a funny accent? So we decided, when the kids were about 8, 9, we have to tell them what happened to us. But we had a problem. How do you introduce a child to the idea of radical evil? So we had to modify our story to their maturity. So there you are. The long silence was broke, and we began talking about it.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program, Never Forget, Never Again. With a gift of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you will help provide one survival food box for a poor elderly Jew, enough food for an entire month. Many Holocaust survivors with similar stories like Val Ginsberg are especially vulnerable and in desperate need of food today for their very survival. $25 to change a life, and you can do that right where you are with one phone call. 800-898-3322. 800-898-3322.
Sad to see the people living in such terrible conditions and have no food to eat, when we have so much plentiful food over here and everything, and they're God's chosen people. If God puts it on your heart to help these people, then you're doing the right thing. It's all got to come from the Lord speaking through you and giving you the insight to say, this is where I need to take some of my resources and help others.
Please call right now with your gift of $25. 800-898-3322. 800-898-3322. That's 800-898-3322. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org. You're listening to a special Bless Israel program, Never Forget, Never Again, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The Hitler and Nazi regime engaged in a systematic and brutal campaign to exterminate all Jews. Ibi Ginsberg, a Holocaust survivor, was one of those Jews.
Right in front of the platform, there was a huge, long train consisting of cattle wagons. Upon entering the wagon, I noticed that the far left corner was partitioned off with blankets. And when we looked behind, there were buckets for our needs. And in the opposite corner, there were buckets with cold water for drinking. You see, we didn't know where we are going and what's going to happen. They shut the wagons, and it was a dreadful feeling. We were left in semi-darkness. The only light came through the side of the wagons where the air came in. There was a deathly silence. You couldn't hear a baby cry. Everybody was full of foreboding, frightened. Where are they taking us? What is going to happen to us? And the train began to move, gathering speed, going very fast. We soon realized that they are taking us straight away to Auschwitz. And the next morning, they woke us early, and we had to go out. This was our twice daily punishment, because we had to stand out there 4 or 5 hours, sometimes trained, and we got wet through. And by the time they let us in, we were dry again. They counted us twice a day, and nobody could get out of Auschwitz. The afternoon roll call, we would get a piece of bread, which was about 2 inches high, square, and that was for the 24 hours. And on it they used to put some margarine in a corner, or jam. I thought to myself, this must be hell. And on my left-hand side, I can see those 4 squat chimneys. belching out the pale yellow smoke that I saw from day one. And then I started thinking, what is that? Why does it smoke? And I started smelling, and the air was saturated with a smell of burning flesh. And then you realize what Auschwitz is for.
Psalm 82, verse 4 says, "Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." Each week, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews delivers thousands of survival food boxes to poor Jews throughout Israel and the former Soviet Union. Many are elderly Holocaust survivors with similar stories like Ibby Ginsberg and in desperate need of food today for their very survival. Your donation today of just $25 to the fellowship will help provide one survival food box to a poor Holocaust survivor. Inside every box includes a note that says, "Donated with love from Christians in America." If you can give $50, you'll help provide 3 hot meals per week in addition to the survival food box. Here's the number to call, 800-898-3322. 800-898-3322.
Christ commanded us to take care of the needy, and to obey God's word is what we need to be doing. And it's great that we have organizations like the International Fellowship of Christian Jews try to meet those needs, to open the eyes of people that want to help. But God gives us a compassion because of who he is. And that's the example that Christ gives us. You know, his whole ministry was about healing and helping and understanding people's needs. And that's what he encourages us to do.
Imagine seeing the smile on their face when the poor Jew you bless opens their door and they see the fellowship staff arriving with a survival food box that you made possible. Here's that number once again to call and donate. 800-898-3322. That's 800-898-3322. President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein.
We once got an envelope with $4.50 in it, and there was a note from a woman. She was 98 years old, and she said, "I live on Social Security, and this is what was left at the end of the month." And I think that was one of the most precious and meaningful gifts, $4.50, that we have ever received.
Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by waiting to talk with you. You can make your $25 or $50 tax-deductible donation with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. 800-898-3322. That's 800-898-3322. You can also donate online at blessisraeltoday.org. Today's Bless Israel program, Never Forget, Never Again, is a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and is made possible by the gifts and prayers of our friends and partners. Our thanks to the Holocaust Exhibition and Learning Center for the Val Ginsberg and Ibby Ginsberg stories. Their website is holocaustlearning.org.uk. Thanks for listening.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.